Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. February 1st, 2023. Light as a law of nature. Question: what is light? Answer: light is the only force in nature that exists, governs, fills, and animates everything. And the rest of the many forces that we see around us are derived from the light. Question: how does a person feel the light? Answer: as all good things. Question: it turns out that there is light that manifests itself as a law of nature, as a certain force, and there is light that we just feel. And how do we feel the light manifesting as a force of nature? Answer: as a great pleasure, fulfillment. The light is felt in such a way that you want to get closer to it or bring it closer to you. From Cab TV's The Study of the Ten Sephirot, Tess, January 15, 2023. The methodology of work in the heart. The Kabbalistic methodology is very simple and direct. It says that we should do all the actions described in the Torah in the heart. People, however, distorted it in a way that they turned it outward. If you perform these actions physically in front of everyone, then you are doing a great job. Comment: but if I do not understand how to unite our hearts, then from this helpless state I do it externally by building a temple and sacrificing a lamb. My response: of course, this is the simplest thing. In fact, you must find this animal in you, uncover it, make sure that it is your egoism, kill it, slaughter it, skin it, burn some pieces, and eat some. You have to understand how to do this. Question: is there a method that can explain this to me? Answer: of course. It is the method of Kabbalah. From Cab TV's Spiritual States, January 8, 2023. How to measure time? Question: there is a movie called In Time in which people live to be 25 years old and after that they must earn their years of life, and time is the currency. They have millionaires who earned millions of years of living. And there are people who need to buy or steal enough hours to make it through the day. Do you agree with such a plan of the Creator for a lifetime? Or could you suggest some other option? Answer: I think that we need to replace time with a different dimension that we measure ourselves against, whether we are old, young, growing, and so on. All of it is relative and depends on how and what line of measurement a person chooses. Therefore, I would not say that we need to measure time with a chronometer. It is measured by a person's deeper attitude to himself, to the world, to creation, and not by the clock. When some mechanism beats tick-tock, tick-tock, and I measure myself by it. Question: as a Kabbalist, how would you propose to relate to time? Answer: with absolute calm. I am only interested in what I manage to do with myself during the time that is running out. From Cab TV's Spiritual States, December 25, 2022. The era of overproduction. Question: according to statistics, many of us have more than what is necessary, but still are unhappy because we fear losing our jobs. We live by the principle that we must hold a job to earn money. How can we change this consciousness? At the expense of what can it be changed? Answer: neither people nor economists understand how to properly organize the economy. Now all kinds of theories are emerging on how to build an economy in a non-developing technological society. All we need is to optimize a few sectors. Let's say we develop the agricultural sector, and even then, to an extent, manage it so as not to eat anything artificial. In the same way, we would improve only the devices and appliances we need, for example, consumer electronics. What else do we need? What for? We need to conduct a thorough revision of what we have achieved, and in a conscious and obligatory manner begin to remove everything unnecessary. Otherwise we will not survive, we will exhaust our reserves. Let's say I am the owner of the earth. The globe is my vegetable garden and whatever is in the earth or in the air is not self-renewing. In the near future this will be quite realistically understood by people. They are not able to limit themselves. Egoism will drive us into a corner. Our nature is made in a way that will force us to think about self-restraint. Such a need will arise. Look, suddenly millions of unemployed people are on the street and businesses are closing. Why? What for? There are hundreds of theories. What now? They are closing down because we have passed all stages of development. We have reached overproduction. From Cab TV's I Got a Call, How to Make a Revolution, February 10, 2012. Drastic changes. Question: how do we know if we are getting a portion of light or not? Do we change and feel it? Answer: we are changing. We are changing dramatically. We begin to open our eyes. Suddenly I see the whole picture of the world, its inner connection, how everything happens, and where I am both inside and outside of myself. This is an amazing revelation, which previously was completely beyond me. It is impossible to imagine this in advance. This is how I start to adapt to it. Question: are you talking about moving to the next level of perception? Answer: yes, of course. And before that, I must feel the need to receive this understanding, insight, and revelation from the level that is higher than me. I cannot do anything without it. But I should have a need for this. Such preparation is what gives us the need to receive help. We receive everything from above, right now as well. Even in our egoism we receive everything from above, only unconsciously, without knowing, and without feeling. Everything only passes through us. We have nothing of our own. Where can it come from? Am I a generator of something? Question: are we constantly making efforts through congresses and various joint actions to develop this final need in us? Answer: of course. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. The reason for failures in the group, January 28, 2012. The loss of the spiritual state. Comment: after the ruin of the Second Temple, the Jews could not maintain their spiritual state and dispersed to different countries. My response: these were no longer Jews, but a lost nation from which 10 tribes had previously left. 2 tribes remained who passed from country to country. Where they were allowed to take shelter, they settled down for tens or hundreds of years, and again they set out on the road. It is remarkable. There is no such nation in history that was suddenly expelled from some country. I can't imagine any comparison when a whole nation, hundreds of thousands of people rise together and go to another country. Question: but how did Jews relate to this themselves? Answer: the main thing is to save and preserve what we have because we must be one nation. Comment: nevertheless, although Jews are together, they still have no spirituality. My response: it exists, but not at the same level as before. The understanding that spirituality, a connection with the Creator and a mission that exists in the people, was all there, but there was no obvious manifestation of this. Look at the books they wrote. They have not completely lost the understanding that there is an upper world, attainment of the Creator, and work for the Creator. Take and read these books. They knew they were cut off from it. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. What to expect from the Jews. January 21, 2012. Michael Leitman, on Quora: are cold waves going to happen more frequently? This is indeed a question after the recent cold wave in America left millions of people without electricity and thousands of flights cancelled. As the climate heads into greater extremes globally, how can we best deal with future climate crises? The short answer is that we cannot deal with them unless we take care of nature's inner balance. We live in a tightly closed and interdependent system in which everything boomerangs back to us. While living in such a system, we need to reconsider what we want and think, and how we treat each other, because our human connections are the primary influence on how nature responds to us. It is common to think that climate is dependent on factors outside of us, whether it be balances between heat and cold in the environment, or the effects of various kinds of pollution we emit, because we lack a complete picture of how our attitudes to each other bring about the strongest responses from nature toward us. No creature distorts nature the way that we people do. And it is not simply a matter of switching to renewable energy sources, electric cars and the like. It is a matter of how we relate to each other. If we truly wish to witness more balance throughout nature and not have to deal with all kinds of cold waves and other natural disasters, then similarly to how we have electricity, water and gas meters in our homes, we should also have meters that count how much evil we emit into the world from our negative attitudes to each other. What I mean is that if we could feel the extent to which we emit negative forces into the world, which negatively ricochet back to us, then we would wish to change this negative driver within us. We would want to switch it to a drive that makes our human connections positive, and which harmonizes us with nature. In simple terms, when we get up in the morning, we should first and foremost consider what we need to do in order for all people to have it good. Developing such an attitude is not so simple, yet we will need to seriously work on it as we head into the future. A life of increasing blows from nature or a life of peace and harmony depends on the extent to which we impact a shift in our attitudes to each other, from negative to positive. Based on the video, your negative attitude to people causes climate crises more than anything else you think does, with Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman and Aaron Levi. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman.